Hello and welcome to the Royal College of Speech and Language Therapists news podcast for September 2021. As always, I'm joined by Derek Munn, the RCSLT's Director of Policy and Public Affairs. I'm thrilled to be joined today by Rachel Purkett, who is the Director of Engagement and Comms at RCSLT. We'll cover COVID, conference and campaigns and probably lots more. So hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Lovely to hear from you all. Probably start with COVID. As schools have gone back in all four nations, and as we head into winter, COVID is obviously expected to be on the rise. Can you tell listeners what are the key areas of influencing work we're involved in around COVID? Probably start with Derek there.
Thanks, Vicky, and good morning, everybody. Things that we've talked about on these podcasts before, but you're right, we're in a new phase, and a slightly odd phase, I think, for speech and language therapists, because on the one hand, there's a lot of talk about the new normal. As we record today, there's talk of lifting further travel restrictions in England and lives getting back to something like they were. At the same time, you will know, particularly colleagues who work in intensive care or acute, are saying, we've never been so busy. We've never been so full. And there's almost a dissonance between the general social feeling of normalization and the very real pressures on the health service that people are talking about right now. In that context, resource has been made available to help with the backlog and help with building back. We know that that's got to be in the right place. It's got to be allocated to SLT. And then when those posts are advertised, often short term, people have got to be available to go into those roles. So there's a real challenge about filling backlog places right now in terms of workforce and recruitment. Alongside all of that, of course, is people who've been working hard for 18 months are now so tired, and all those issues of well-being and self-care for members come right back to the fore. Other areas of long COVID continues. NICE, it's a nice sign, actually, it's a UK-wide guideline on long COVID. Their latest evidence review is coming up in the next few weeks, and we've been pushing hard to make sure that communication and swallowing evidence is appropriately recognised, along with our place in the long COVID multidisciplinary team. And of course, we continue, particularly as schools go back and there's a wider reopening, we continue to push the case around the importance of appropriate ventilation, infection control, and our long-term ambitions around transparent PPE.
Great. Thank you, Derek. So, Rachel, I wonder if I might bring this to you then, please. Obviously, Derek mentioned that there had been significant impacts on people working very hard over the last 18 months or so. And I wonder if you could let listeners know how we're supporting members of the RCSLT and where they can go for help, please.
Thank you, Vicky, and good morning to you. Yes, it absolutely has been a very difficult context for people. And in that difficult context, it's so important that people can reach out to their professional community for support, for advice, for a listening ear. These are really challenging times. So the RCSLT hubs and RCSLT clinical excellence networks have been a really important part of that. And we're continuing to work with those networks and develop them so they will be there for members to provide that support when it's needed. We also continue to work with members to develop guidance and resources, for example, webinars on the COVID situation to help people get the latest information whenever they need it. And you can find all of that resource on the RCSLT website. Just go to the RCSLT homepage and you'll find a link to the COVID hub right in the top corner. And all of the podcasts and webinars and everything you need is there. And if you have a more specific question and you want to get in touch, we're always there. So just drop us a line to info@rcslt.org. Tom and Francis are there answering questions every day. So please do get in touch.
Thank you. Rachel, I wonder if you could tell us a bit about the upcoming RCSLT conference and what people can expect to hear about, please.
Thank you, Vicky. We're really excited about conference this year. It promises to be the most international conference ever, the best attended conference ever. We have delegates and presenters from 95 countries from around the world. We have a really exciting program as well. So it's going to be covering learning from COVID, the health and well-being of the workforce and the full range of clinical areas that speech and language therapists work in. As it's all online, there are lots of opportunities to interact and to connect with delegates and presenters from around the world. So I really hope that everyone will take that opportunity to join us.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Rachel. I will ensure that there are links to the conference details on the podcast so people can find out more. And so I mentioned we'd have COVID and conference, and I also mentioned campaigns. So, Rachel, are there any campaigns or big pieces of work that you'd like to tell people about, please?
Oh, there's lots happening in October and November to get excited about. One big highlight for us is the first anniversary of the Communication Access UK training scheme. So that's an opportunity to celebrate all of the progress that's been made on that campaign over the last year. We now have 4,000 organizations signed up, 4,000 organizations and individuals signed up, and they're pledging to train around 20,000 staff. So great progress has been made. And we are asking everyone to hold the 17th of November in their diaries to celebrate the first anniversary and encourage more people to sign up.
Great, thank you. And I should just point out that the month before, October, is also quite an important month for things going on in the world of speech and language therapy. There's Selective Mutism Awareness Month. It's also Black History Month, where we'll be doing some stuff to celebrate that. We'll also be engaging with Stammering Awareness Day and Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder Day. And my colleagues in the research team have asked me to give a bit of a shout out to DLD, so Developmental Language Disorder. It's the Awareness Day for DLD on Friday, the 15th of October, which will be a really great opportunity to raise awareness of DLD with the general public. And it's a great opportunity to discuss and share resources in the speech and language therapy community and with service users and their families. So look out throughout October for all the fantastic resources that we have available to SLTs that we'll be sharing. And we'll also be working with organisations such as Rattled to raise public awareness. I wonder, then, going back to Derek, is there anything more that's happening around policy at the moment that you wanted to add that listeners may be interested in, please?
Just to mention briefly, Vicky, and thank you. Colleagues will be aware of some of these things I've spoken about before. The NHS reform legislation, which is critical in England, is now in Parliament and making its way through. We continue all of our influencing efforts in respect of that. Since last month, we have had the announcement in England on care, although actually when you look under the bonnet, it's not quite clear what's going to change about the system and how many years it's going to be before any additional money for care comes through. Obviously, our concerns around the place of communication and swallowing awareness within the care workforce remain unchanged. And interestingly, the Scottish government at the same time is consulting on something called a national care service. So there may be an interesting compare and contrast. We also have some indication that the legislation reforming mental health law in England and Wales may be becoming possibly even before the end of the year. We've had this week at UK level the cabinet reshuffle, and we're just having a look at the new ministers and the departed ministers to see where we know people. Nadeem Zahawi, the new education secretary, is somebody we worked with previously when he was at the DfE, and we think we can link to him. Robert Buckland, the Justice Secretary, who's been moved on, is a long-term ally and friend of speech and language therapy, largely to do with his personal interest in autism. And actually, whatever you think of Robert sucking, Robert being back on the back benches will be a useful ally for us. The very last thing I'd mention is that in Scotland, the programme for government for the year ahead has been announced in the Scottish Parliament. And we are particularly pleased to see that the public sector duty, which is the way in which inclusive communication may be mainstreamed in the Scottish public sector, has been announced for year one of the new Parliament. So that's good news.
Great. Thank you, Derek. A lot going on, as always. Thank you, everybody, for a really interesting collection of updates to what's going on in the world of speech and language therapy. I will be putting links with this podcast for all of the exciting things we're doing, and look forward to seeing Derek again next month. But thank you, Rachel, for participating today. Thank you very much, everybody.